share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, on the 17th of July, a Malaysian netizen took to Twitter to share an incident that occurred to his girlfriend at Complex Masyarakat Penyayang in Georgetown, Penang. According to his tweet, Derek Ho, at Penang Strays, explained that his girlfriend was denied entry at the PPV when she was accompanying her aunt for her vaccination appointment. He explained that the security personnel stopped her at the entrance and was denied entry as her skirt ended slightly above her knees. He added that there is apparently a conservative dress code to be followed at the center. In fact, a sign of the said dress code is placed outside of the center and has been stamped by the Northeast District Health Office, PKDTL. Derek explained that after much negotiation and speaking to the head of security, his girlfriend was finally allowed to accompany her aunt inside. My girlfriend was denied entry at first but later let in, after speaking to the head of security there, Mr. Yo, who overruled his two men. What about the people dressed in a dinosaur costume? Curious about why there is a dress code, to begin with, Derek decided to direct the issue to Khairi Jamaluddin, KKM and Tan Sri Noor Hisham through Twitter. Hello at K Harry KJ, at KKM Putrajaya and at DG Hisham, why is there a dress code for the vaccination center in Complex Masyarakat Penyayang in Penang? My girlfriend was denied entry at first but later let in, after speaking to the head of security there, Mr. Yo, who overruled his two men. pic.twitter.com/bz4zjjange. Roe Eegiodate, at Penang Strays, July 17, 2021. Derek also pointed out that there have been people dressed in dinosaur and Donald Duck costumes in the past few weeks, as reported by the media. Hence, he hopes to seek clarification about the dress code SOP that has been placed at the PPV. Again, this thread is not to put the blame on the security folks barring my girlfriend from entering the center. I'm questioning why is there a dress code SOP in the first place? What about the people dressed in a dinosaur costume, a Donald Duck costume? pic.twitter.com/n41cv2it85. Roe Eegiodate, at Penang Strays, July 17, 2021. Derek added on to clarify that his intention is not to put the blame on the security team. The thread is not meant to put the blame on the security personnel working on that day at that PPV, as I have laid out in the thread. If anything, I am grateful for all that the frontliners, including the security personnel, have done, Derek told World of Buzz. PKDTL officer says there is no such dress code at the PPV. As reported by China Press, PKDTL officer Datin Dr. Aziza Abdul Manan said that there is no such thing as a required dress code at the PPV. She explained to China Press that all PPVs do not have a standardized dress code, however, visitors should only dress modestly. She also added that the woman's skirt, referring to Derek's girlfriend, was deemed okay and added that the security guards may have been a little too strict. Aziza has also requested for the dress code signage to be removed immediately and claimed that the dress code is actually an old signage from when the building was used as PKDTL's office. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. Malaysian claims he's given injection with no vaccine in viral video. Source. At Penang Strays, Twitter source. At Penang Strays, Twitter source. At Penang Strays, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.